I'm Bronson Tykert here with Lee Hevner. He has just received recognition for Outstanding Alumni. Lee, tell me where you're from and what chapters you work with.
I'm from the state of Maryland. I think we have approximately 20 alumni chapters in our state, and we are trying to get every high school that has an FFA chapter to have an alumni affiliate. That's what our goal is by 2020. And I'll say this, I didn't win this award by myself. I have officers, regional reps, advisors, volunteers. They made this award possible. It's theirs. It's not mine. It's their award. And we're there to promote agricultural education in the state of Maryland and across the nation.
So how long have you been involved with the FFA?
I taught agriculture for 39 years in the state of Maryland. I retired 4 or 5 years ago. Then after I retired, they asked me to run as a regional representative. I did that for 2 to 3 years. And then the past 2 years, I was elected president of the Alumni Association. I've been president for the past 2 years, but the same token, when I was in high school back in 1965, I joined FFA, so FFA has been part of me since 1965.
So it's quite the legacy you've got there. What are some specific things that you've done as a leader in the FFA that have really helped the chapters in your area?
I think we're trying to tell people that when you say alumni, people think, well, you have to have been an FFA member to be in the alumni. No, you just have, we're there to help the students, try to educate people and educate superintendents and supervisors in our county system about how important agriculture education FFA is. And then we make an effort to have our members to say we're there to help the advisor, and how to tell the students that if you have worn the blue and gold jacket, or even if you have not worn the blue and gold jacket, you can give something back to your high school, to the community, and just to educate people about the importance of agriculture.
How do you feel today about being here? Obviously, you've made a difference in the communities that you've served. How do you feel about being here today and being recognized?
Humbling, because I accept this award on behalf of the people that I worked with, the people on my board, the representatives, the chapter advisors, the students in the state of Maryland. It's for them. And to me, I grew up on a small farm in Allegheny County, Maryland. I went 1968, I went to the Kansas City for National FFA Convention. And after that, it was like, hey, this is something I can do, I enjoy this, and that's why I decided to become an ag teacher and go from there. I come out here and I see the thousands and thousands of students, people, and it says these young people are some of the best and brightest in the United States. And I know there's a lot of bad publicity about things, but seeing these young people out here and the people that support them gives you hope.
Well, we definitely need more people like you in our communities, just even outside of the FFA. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tykert.